What is Love Fresh, and why exactly am I on the phone to you?
You'll have to answer that second question yourself, but the Love Fresh is essentially a light and simple piece of technology that runs on mobile phones and enables people to find fresh local food producers near them using GPS on their mobile phone, and to share those finds with other people on the internet. And it allows the producers and the people who spend all the effort getting this lovely fresh local food to us have a way of communicating with their audience a little bit better than static websites or blog articles help them achieve. It gives them a two-way way of communicating and telling people what's fresh at any particular time.
Let's say, for example, I'm growing cabbages at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And this application is available in Ireland. How does it work for me, and what should I do from here on?
First of all, the application's international. So when we launch, it will be a global launch with language support, etc. So Ireland won't be a problem at all. And for you there, for example, Love Fresh would benefit you all in the sense of keeping up with what everyone it has got fresh at any particular time. But presuming you kind of know that, being a small community, it would also benefit anyone passing through who would be alerted within 50 miles of your location to what was good, fresh, and available there. Also planning on the internet, they could look forward and see what kind of producers exist in your area. So if they're planning a day trip, they can make sure they don't waste time looking for somewhere to eat. They can easily locate somewhere to eat, and maybe that will be tasting some fantastic cheeses or meats or whatever. But we just kind of think it democratizes fresh local food a bit more and stops the supermarkets being the people who are the only ones who know about when the farmer's harvesting. And hopefully the supermarkets will embrace it as well and start selling more fresh local food in their local branches.
So what was the light bulb? What made you go, Love Fresh is what I've got to do?
I think probably a history of going on holiday and wanting to find great local food and finding it really hard to do. Going to farmers markets and meeting producers who were obviously doing something fantastic, weren't there every week or weren't there regularly and never seeing them again. Getting married and wanting to source our produce from very, very near to the venue just to connect a bit more with the community there.
Mark, go back there a little bit. Explain that to me on the wedding side of it.
Well, when we got married 4 years ago, we were getting married in a village that neither of us lived in. My wife had grown up nearby. And we wanted to, instead of just turning up, getting married and leave, we wanted to have more of a connection with the community. So we sought to source all the food for our wedding from within 20 miles of the venue, which proved entirely possible, but just very difficult to find out what was around. It was surprising how much was hidden away and would eventually just be taken to a larger distributor and sent off to a distribution chain in some way. It struck me that it shouldn't be complicated for all of us to know a lot more about what food is being produced around us. It struck me that that would make people who are lobbying, people like Jamie Oliver, who talk about a food revolution and they work awfully hard on this, it would make their job a hell of a lot easier if they could just open an app and see live what was around them. And if they could go to that place and then tell their friends on Facebook and on Twitter exactly where it was, what was good about it, why it's worth visiting.
So let me give you a scenario, Mark. You walk into a farm in North County Dublin, just for example's sake.
Yeah.
You knock on the door and you say, hello, Mr. Rogers, for example, or Mr. Hoy. I've got an iPhone application and it does X. They've never met you before and you've never met them before. What's been the reaction when you do that?
That's just the situation I found myself in many times so far. What I tend to do Because we don't charge for the LoveFresh service that we're launching. It's all free, and it will always be free for a basic service. We want to get LoveFresh to a lot of people, so we need to make it free so that it's accessible to everyone. We need to get it on other handsets as soon as possible. With the farms I've visited, what I tend to do is you can check in with a photograph or a piece of audio or a piece of text using the LoveFresh app. So I might ask the farmer to pose for a photograph and said, I hope you don't mind, I'm just putting you into this application, which will mean anyone else who is on Twitter or Facebook or using the application will be able to find you if they're passing on the motorway, for example. Mm. I've had an overwhelmingly positive response, and I think that's because we've taken a lot of care to design it as a very, very simple application. There's literally two screens, and the check-in is all contained in one screen. We haven't used free-flowing tagging, for example. We've got pictures of fruit, meat, fish, and it's very easy for people to see how it works because it's so simple. They can see themselves on the map immediately. When you're performing a check-in, it shows them where we are on the map. And then once we've checked in, I can then show them that other people, anyone who's either looking at the main search facility of the app or is actually, we split the app into three sets of data. So you've got the fresh data, which is the timeline. The latest check-ins on LoveFresh appear at the top of the list. You've got the local data, which is organized by distance. So the nearer you are to a place, the higher up the list it's going to be. Mm. And then the food data, which is just a basic rudimentary search, which allows you to highlight steak or meat, for example, and it will tell you all the places that have been checked into that sell that particular product, including actually wild foods, which we'd say was good places to fish, good places to forage. And microbreweries, beers, vineyards, the app deals with them as well because they're just as valuable to us. they love it because it's so simple to see that, this media is compelling. We allow 2 minutes of audio recorded using Audio Boo, although it's in, we are not plugged into them yet. We've got our standalone system for the time being, but it will be going straight to Audio Boo. And there'll be a photograph with each check-in if people have taken a photograph. That in itself is interesting for them. They can actually plug their computer into any cheap monitor and the application will make a slideshow of all the data about their place so they could put that in the window and attract more passing trade by looking like they're interacting with their community, because they will be.
Mark, the one question that's going to be asked out of all of this is, you know, Mark Spofford doing this for free, you must be joking. What's the money? Where's the dollars? What's the answer to that one? Because I'm assuming you've been asked this one before as well.
I have. It's not that difficult to answer that question. It might be more difficult for you to believe it. I've done the working hard in the city job. I now live in the middle of nowhere with a collection of different chickens, lots of veg growing. And I was really moving here for a sort of subsistence lifestyle, except I've got a fidgety brain and a friend who is very, very competent software developer. Mm-hmm. And he heard this idea I'd had for LoveFresh and was keen to go with it. So that's how we started. In terms of monetizing it, then, you know, it would probably be a lie to say that we have no plans to be, you know, the world's richest men out of LoveFresh. But it's true to say, for the next year at least, we have no plans to charge anyone. We want some scale. We want the service becomes useful when a lot of people are using it. And so we don't want to disincentivize producers and other people from loading up the app and checking in. In fact, we want to encourage it, so we're going to be giving some money to the World Food Program as a donation for every check-in made on the app. Ultimately, 1 or 2 years down the line, we want to expand the service so that we offer producers a little bit more interactivity, a better way of connecting with their community. And we'd like to develop it as a trading platform that allows people to buy and sell, not through our hub, but through their own local networks. We just want to provide the tools for that, and that will be a premium product when that comes on. So that will be a monthly subscription for a producer to have the facility to use the trading part of the application.
So much are you talking Curiosity Kill the Cat approx, Mark, on that?
We have no idea, because frankly it depends on achieving scale, it depends on so many things. I mean, if I was to launch now some of the products that we have developed that we consider professional and monetizable features, then the base, the full package would probably be no more than £10 a month.
Okay.
So it's not a ridiculous expenditure for any producer to subscribe to. That's at this stage, that would be basic things like a blog hosted for them, video hosted, and some more detailed tools for keeping an updated list of what's fresh and what's available that day.
And €10 in that context is pretty damn good value as far as I would be concerned.
Well, in fact, we were thinking it's between doing that and obviously advertisements are a lucrative way of making money on the website. The app will always remain advertisement free, but on the website, for example, each producer will have a profile and there'll be a little bit of space on the right hand side. Now, we could fill that with a targeted advert that was, you know, if you're looking at steak producer, meat producer. Sorry, I've spent too much time at beef farms in the last couple of days. If you're looking at a beef producer, then maybe there'd be either competitors advertised on the page, or there'd be complementary products that, you know, maybe a red wine manufacturer locally or something. But we really don't want to go there. We'd much rather have advert-free service. We're user-focused generally. Before we do anything, we need to make sure they get the most benefit rather than us. The monetization will take a while. We're looking for backers at the minute, and we're in talks with investors, which are going well. Hopefully they'll have the same long-sighted vision that we have for the product.
Are there people, growers, producers that you exclude from or will not allow in to Love Fresh? Is that the correct way of saying it?
Yeah, I know. I can see what you're getting at. No is the answer to that. There isn't. We fundamentally, this is a love of food. This is not a prescriptive campaign to change the way agriculture works. We would like people to choose organic growing methods, but we won't prescribe that. And in fact, I guess if we're going to be ideological about it, we're more ideological about the location, that about communities being fed by local producers, than we are about anything else you might attach to food, such as organics. And we're not keen on GM, but that's a separate argument. In terms of size of producers, I think producers are concentrating on local sales and concentrating on raising awareness of what they're producing and getting people to eat well and real food that isn't over processed, then we can only support that. If supermarkets are really supporting the local food producers, then we'd support that. So it's not for us to get into the politics of food, really. It's really just for us to say, look, if you're producing food, we can connect you with as many people, more people than you've ever been connected with. People just passing on the motorway can see that you're there. We can give you a little bit more fighting power when it comes to thinking about whether you're going to sell your whole crop for the year to the supermarket, or whether you're actually going to try and trade it yourself locally or through a local food cooperative, which we also encourage. It's a toolkit, really. That's what we're offering, and there's nobody that we would refuse those tools to. I've been talking to the UK Soil Organic Soil Society. We'd like people to use the most sustainable, healthy, hedgerow-friendly farming techniques they could.
Mm.
But we're certainly not setting Love Fresh up to preach that to people.
Mark, if people want to get in touch with Love Fresh or Mark, how do they go about and what should they do?
Okay, we're on Twitter. That's LoveFreshHQ is the at account. I'm on Twitter as Mark Spoff, with two Fs. We have a website, which is http://lovefresh. And if you just put a dot before the SH, that's the whole address. We're registered in St. Helena because we've decided we decided that was a good idea before thinking whether it maybe conflicts with our local message, but it fitted the name and it's a fancy new internet. So there you go. You can get me mark@lovefresh by email as well. But if you go to the website, there's all the contact details are there. You can find our Posterous page, our Facebook page, our Tumblr page, all the social media boxes ticked. Yep, and contact us there. We've got community support forum there as well, which we're happy to take any questions on.
Any plans to come to Dublin soon, Mark?
I think so. Yeah, I think we've got to go to Ireland soon, for sure. It'd be a crime not to. Got to get out of... I'm getting a bit bored of the north of England and, in terms of my visiting farms, because obviously I'm on the dairy plane and every second farm's a dairy. But it'd be nice to get away and see a different set of local produce, different set of crops, and meet some new people.
Make sure and bring Mark Rock with you again. Excellent stuff. Mark Spofford, it's an absolute pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure, mate. Thank you.